I'm Nancy. I'm a tribal member from Wyoming, and I've been diabetic for 20 plus years. And it's just been very difficult to come up with a plan to get within the normal range for blood sugars due to other medical issues. Primarily chronic pain causes my sugar to stay high. And so that's been a struggle for some time now, and the uncontrolled diabetes and my other medical conditions actually led me to have a heart attack in 2022, and I was only 49 years old. I'm pretty sure when I was 20, I had gestational diabetes. They did the testing, and later on after I had my daughter, they said that they probably should have done another test, but somehow it was missed, and I ended up with a daughter. When she was born, she was 11 pounds, and that was probably due to the gestational diabetes that was undiagnosed at the time. And so I had another child who wasn't quite as large, but there was just some symptoms, and unfortunately, things weren't caught in time. When I found out I was diabetic, it was by accident. There was a health fair that was taking place, and there was a booth that you could get your sugar tested. And if you got your sugar tested, you got a water bottle. So I said, I'll go ahead and get my sugar tested. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and my sugars were like close to 400. And so they told me that that was the highest sugar they had seen that day. And I didn't even know what that meant. They told me I needed to see a doctor, and then that's when I was diagnosed with diabetes, and apparently I had had it for some time, and I didn't even know like what symptoms to look for, or didn't really pay attention to it. And unfortunately, I should have, because my daughter, Janae, she is actually a fourth generation diabetic on my maternal side. My grandmother had it. She died from it. And then my mother had diabetes for a very long time. And Janae, when she was diagnosed with diabetes, I just felt so bad. It's like, it's not, to me, it's like genetics. It's like something that we were predestined to have, and there wasn't anything we could do about it. That just feels like it's what happens in Native people. And having a heart attack set me into a pretty good depression. And it really took its toll, not only on myself, but my whole family, because I just wasn't me anymore. You know, it was a life-changing experience, and you should be making life-changing decisions on health and nutrition and all of those sorts of things. But it set me into a pretty dark place, and I was very unhappy and ended up having to take a length of time off from work to be able to at least get my mental health within reason. You know, it's manageable, but diabetes wreaks havoc on your body and all of those aspects.